Hello, good evening, welcome.
Hello.
Incendiary Shedcast number 3, part 2.
That's right. Disgusting.
I want some watermelon.
But yeah, indeed. And I think, well, there, people, before we get a bit hilarious, because we're now on the Triple Brucker beer, that track was called A Badger's North.
A Badger's North?
A Badger's North what? North of Watford? I hope not. But that's by a gentleman called Paddy Steer, who, according to the album notes, spent 20 years in Levenshulme in Manchester recording such... nuggets.
Sounds like a sentence. 20 years in Leventhal.
It does.
Watching Elvis Hawaii films.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably just going down the local...
Aloha!
Local bowls club. Do you think, you know, in Levenshulme...
Aloha, cock.
Aloha, cock. I think in Levenshulme, you know when you go to the bowls club? You normally go to the bowls club. Now, I know in Fleetwood they do this, that they take off the crusts off the sandwiches, you know, because Fleetwood's not posh, but, it, you know, it has aspirations.
Yep.
But I don't think they do that in Levenshulme Bowls Club.
No, it's just all crust. In fact, it's quite stale, I would reckon.
I reckon they'd have to toast it.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of coconut milk for some reason, though.
And I'm sure that whatever the badger has that's north of wherever it is, it wouldn't be on the sandwich. But anyway...
it's just wonderful. Where can I find out more about that?
Oh dear,
in Levenshulme.
Actually, no.
Levenshulme Bowls Club.
Bowls Club? No, sorry about that, everyone. I'd better tell you what all this is about. Actually... Wondrously, on the Paddy Steer record, there's absolutely bugger all telling you where to find it. However, what I can say is that it's on the Red Deer Club label, which is an excellent label. We've reviewed one or two records off that before. So I think you're going to have to go to a very large search engine that we're not allowed to name for legal reasons, or else they're probably, I don't know, incarcerated as in Abu Ghraib or something, and look up Red Deer Club. God, this Brucker Triple's really hitting the mark already, isn't it?
But, any album that's got a track called Cuckoo Feed a Waste Pallet should be in everybody's record collection,
I think.
Indedad. It's brilliant. And another one which I think should be in your collection is a different kettle of fish altogether, mm-hmm. but something from California, a band called Sugar Plum Fairies. And, this is a really nice, laid-back, almost trip-hoppy album. That basically the girl sounds like she's got a lovely voice, but she sounds like she's about to fall asleep at any moment.
I thought it sounded a bit like Isabel Campbell at times, did you?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think, but maybe with a bit of kind of Nico like weirdness thrown in.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just a really, really nice, and this is a lovely track called I Hate Saturdays.
Excellent.
It's a still sunny May. Everything seems fake. You act a paramour, but you an amateur. It's the end of a long day. Time to coin my own phrase. I just hate Saturdays.
that was lovely, that, Damien. I'll tell you something, though. After hearing some sort of warm, chocolatey, velvet kind of voice of some beautiful chanteuse, there's nothing more that I like to listen to than car noises.
Right.
Yeah.
It's quite busy out there.
It is, isn't it? It sounds like it's a real pile-up. Anyway,
yeah,
what we're going to do now? Oh, no, we better tell them what that was, haven't we, really, I suppose?
Yeah. Right. That was Venkapalchari with different kind of motor car noises. What kind of motor cars? I think the petrol heads amongst you should... Well, someone's going to write in and say, well, that was Madame Fontaine,
I think there you go.
And if you do feel the urge to write in and tell us what that is, please don't. Before that, you heard the marvellous Sugar Plum Fairies. You can find out about them at sugarplumfairies.com or at myspace.com/...
Forward splash.
Forward splash. The Sugar Plum... Yeah, you know what I mean.
You're not feeling very well after that, are you? It's really good.
I feel like I've just wandered into the middle of Delhi and someone's given me a dodgy samosa.
I love records like that, mate.
Yeah. Well, I did like it, but I'm not quite sure where my brain's at now. Shall we move away from
this? Do you want the ginger nuts?
Yeah. Can we have a look at that album that's got a purple bat on the cover?
The purple bat?
Yeah.
Just think of that. Moving from car noises to purple bats.
With a rainbow.
With a rainbow. This is an excellent album. This is by a band called The OCs, they're from California, and it's on In The Red Records, which is actually knocking out some cracking records at present, In The Red. That's www.intheredrecords.com. And this is a track called Rudy Go Home, and ne'er will you ever hear, if that's old-fashioned English, but you will not hear a better dumbass Neanderthal rock and roll track than this one.
I'm going to have a lie down, is that right?
I'm going to have a ginger nut.
Oh,
you go, it does exactly what it says on the tin, according to a popular advert seen on television.
For those who are worried, I'm feeling a lot better
now. He is now, he is, and you don't have to write him. I mean, people, if you do want to write him, please do, but do ensure that you don't, you know, slobber on the lecker, on the letter, on the lecker. God, Holland, it's really doing me head in at present with all this language interface. What we're going to play now then, Damien?
We're going to play a bit of Johnny Cole and the A-Grids.
Excellent.
Who, a band who sent us their kind of debut single last year, and they used to live in Aberdeenshire.
Mm-hmm.
So up in the wind and the rain and the hills and the stone circles.
Stone circles.
And now they seem to have made the unfortunate step down to London.
Oof, no.
But having said that, Their new mini album, as if it's called The Yellow Mini,
mm-hmm.
is very good indeed, and this is the opening track.
Sun shadows long, LA heavy on our shoulders. We came up here, a thousand dreams stretched out before us. Lean over, and you whisper in my ear. Everything you see all belongs to me. Mind the scenery, it's all coming back to me. How we could never expect where the film goes next. Pass the cigarettes, it's all coming back to me now. One day, all of this will be yours. The mobile's on, five bar reception, we're near the motorway. Anglo-Indian summer, there's still a chance until October. It's over, I know it's over when you whisper in my ear. Everything you see all belongs to me. Just mind the scenery, it's all coming back to me now. We could never forget where the film goes next. Pass the cigarettes, it's all coming back to me now. One day, all of this will be yours.
I'm still seeing it.
Important phone call, Damien, or do you want me to carry on to link into the next track that might come up? because it's that one with the Polish name on that you didn't want to introduce because it were difficult, because it had them funny words in and I can't do it, but anyway, I'm brave like that.
Alright then.
Right then, okay then everyone, what I'm going to do now is going to search through these CDs because, you know, being old people, we're not really that clever in trying to work towards some sort of digital nothingness that the present generation seems to aspire to. We're going to listen to a track off a fantastic LP called Polska Roots, Beats, Dubs, Mixes and Future Folk from Poland. Now, interesting historical aside, of which people cannot bother writing into us, is the fact that during the communist bloc era, Poland was remarkably lax and tolerant in allowing its youth to listen to reggae and other alternative music. Poland is also very, very interested in folk music. Now, that's something you should learn. Somehow, yet wonderfully, the two combined to make some sort of underground reggae folk movement, as best exemplified by this wonderful track. Now, you'll have to bear with me.
Damien's just gone out of the room now, it's alright. I know, I can find that chicken leg I've been looking for earlier. He's hidden some chicken legs and I'm going to have them.
Anyway, I'm going to play you Studio AS1 versus Orchestra, oh hell, Sweetiego Mikolaja. Cripes almighty, the Kolomijka Jarosinska remix.
While he's away, I'm going to have that chicken leg. And no one's going to... It's one of them spicy ones. You know them spicy ones that have got, you know, spice on them to keep them longer? Well, I ate it last week. I'm going to have it now. Anyway, have a listen to this.
Yes, there we go with whatever the hell they're called by on the Polska Roots album. That's from East Block Music, and you can find some more about that label, which is very, very, very highly recommended by us.
It is.
At East Block with a eastblockmusic.com, and that's East Block with a block with a K. You can also find more at zonic-online.de, and that's Zonic with a Z.
Hey, Damien, have you seen who's outside?
What? Is it the man with the
No, outside the shed.
Who?
You'll never guess what.
What?
Jack Charlton. In his full England kit, singing the Book of Job. Oh. Shocking, isn't it?
Well, I'm
I don't know what he's going to make a mess of it.
I've just got one thing to say. What? The tea bags are coming. So
the tea bags
are
all right. Okay.
Oh. We're okay. Yeah, Richard.
What?
We're getting near the end of the show.
Yeah, but Jack Charles... Oh, you're joking. Yeah. But what about Jack Charles?
We'll go and see Jack in a minute. I've got some ginger nuts.
Do you think
left.
What sort of linguistic spaghetti Jack Charlton would make with his Ashingtonian accent with the Book of Job? It isn't worth thinking about, is it, Will?
No, but do you think I hope he likes ginger nuts.
Have we eaten... We've got some left. We've got about seven.
Don't have any more.
Oh, bugger.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening
thank
and
you.
Putting up with us so far.
Yeah.
This has been the Incendiary Shedcast number 3.
Was it number 3 already? Are we 3? Are we the magic number?
You should have already listened to part 1.
Yeah. if you didn't,
if you
doesn't matter.
This will have confused your head.
Yeah.
We'd like to leave you with what, personally, I think is one of the best albums I've heard all year. And this is a track from Megaphone's beautiful album, Gather, Form and Fly. And it's... basically, you can find out they're on Home Tapes Records, and you can just basically search for Megaphone, all one word, and you'll find them. Or Home Tapes is home-tapes.com. This is a song called Impressions of the Past. I've been Damien.
Oh, I'm not really sure I've been, actually, after that Paddy Stay track of that Brugger triple, but some people call me Richard.
Okay, we're off to see Jack Charlton. We love you lots. Check the website out, www.inmusic.nl. Email us if you feel like it, but please don't tell me what type of car that was. we love you lots. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
of life as it was in the past. Why did I think it would last when all the colors keep on shifting? The truth is not found in the hue, it's in my perspective anew. Impressions of the past will